Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Devil Has to Obey You, already in progress.
He is training you and me as his sons and daughters how to be overcomers on this earth. And he don't want a bunch of wimps. He wants men and women that can fight the battle, that can stand their ground. And that's what you have to do. Just like when that young Indian boy called me that night, and I know God wants to heal that woman. I know, but I don't know why it's taking so long. But I know that how many of the promises of God are yes? Okay, if all the promises of God are yes and amen, if you know that and you've got that ingrained in your heart, if he says, ask and it shall be given to you, is the answer yes? It's always yes, isn't it? If God says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So if he told you all of that, and then over there in 2 Corinthians, he says, all my promises are yes every time. I never say no to my children. When you ask for something, it's already done. Now then, why do we give up so easy? When we get a pain or something, why do we give up? Why don't we, if we know that he bore our sickness and he removed our disease, if we know that, and that's in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, if we know that Jesus bore our sickness, if we know Jesus removed our sin, we know he removed our pain, if the enemy tries to come upon us, why in the world do we not stand our ground until we get the answer? Why do we give up so easy? Why? I mean, is that what we do? Do we give up too easy? Paula, when you started fighting your battle to get rid of your sickness, when you began to learn these things, how long did it take you to go from the time you first learned the beginning till the day you got healed? How long was it? Between 4 and 6 weeks. In other words, it wasn't a one-time thing where we prayed for you over one time and you got healed. You had to fight the fight of faith. Yeah. But how long ago was it when you got healed?
March.
You got healed in March, and you felt like a new woman ever since, right? I mean, wow. So I know her husband one day, I was talking to him. He said, man, I can't keep up with this woman no more. Now then, what if you were to give up at 2 weeks? What if you had said after you didn't get healed in 2 weeks, what if you said, well, it's not God's will to heal me? You would still be sick today. It's a made up mind. That's exactly what it does. It takes you coming to this, and I say unto you, just look at this. Ask and you shall, and it shall be given to you. Not sometime, not maybe, it will be. Ask and it shall be. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Well, let's go to verse 10. Let's go on here a little further here. For some of the people that ask get their answer. Oh, wait a minute now. That's got to be a misprint. I mean, the way we handle the Word of God, it couldn't possibly say what it says. For everyone that asked, he said, no, God, you made a mistake there. You know, I've asked before and I didn't get my answer. As Paula asked many times, we prayed many times over this girl, but it took 4 to 6 weeks before the final thing showed up and she got healed. Now then, since March, she's been completely, totally healed. Like I say, if she had given up after 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, if it was 4 to 6 weeks, if she had given up one day short, she could still be sick today. Because you were sick for how many years, Paula? 18 years the girl was sick. 18 years. And then she finally come to a place and found out that Jesus is still the healer. Wow. Isn't that something? For that is no misprint. I tell you, we act like it's a misprint. When we say for everyone that asks us, well, that's everybody besides me. That's just like that Baptist deacon that stood in my office. Every time he'd come by here, every time he'd get a chance, he'd come by because he loved to talk about Jesus. He'd love to hear my stories, but he didn't have none. You know, he wants to hear my stories. Well, I like to hear your stories. You know, I like to talk to you about Jesus and show you how to do these things. And then the next week you come in and say, boy, Thurman, let me tell you this praise report I just got. Let me tell you how I prayed for this guy and got healed. I mean, is that where we should be living? Yes, because for everyone that asks, does that include you and me? Yes, that's supposed to be all of us. So why in the world, with all these promises like this, why do we not believe? Why can I be a Baptist or a Methodist or a Church of Christ or what, any church, Pentecostal, doesn't make any difference, and I come down and I listen to Thurman or one of you people here talk about your miracles, and I hear where God done all these answers to prayer, or I go over at Mike's shop and, I get to hear some awesome testimonies about things that happened over there. Some of them's about cars and some of them's about people. I mean, I love the story where Mike couldn't get the pin out of the timing gear that time. I mean, he's been working on cars all his life, and he knows how simple it is to pull that pin out. And he could not get that pin out. I mean, he put a pair of pliers on that pin, and he nearly broke the thing trying to pull it out, and he couldn't get it out. He'd been working on it an hour. But he's not giving up. Now, why is he not giving up? Because he knows it's going to work. And he's a mechanic. Well, his lovely little bride comes out there in a little while and says, Mike, what's wrong? And he says, I can't believe I can't get this pin out of this deal. And this lovely little bride, Gracie, she says, well, have you prayed about it yet? Now, see, and of course, him being the big, strong man he is, I don't need to pray about this. It's only a pin. I can pull it out. I'm a big boy. That's kind of the way we boys are. Do you boys know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had days like that when something that's supposed to be so simple and you can't do it and you work on it for hours trying to get it and all you needed to do was pray? God was training you, but that's where Mike was that night. And he couldn't get that pin out. And so Gracie watched him for a long time and she said, are you going to pray? He said, honey, all I got to do is pull this pin out and it's done. But are you going to pray? I don't need to pray. She said, okay, we're going to be here a long time. So he says, okay, I give up, Lord. I got to have some help. Lord, help me get this pen out. And he reached up and the pen just fell out. Is that right, Mike? Now, see, as many timing gears and timing chains and everything as he'd put on, he knew how easy that pen was to pull out. It was easy. But today, God's going to train him how to be an overcomer. He's going to force him to pray. And whenever his wife came out, I mean, just think, if he hadn't had his wife for helping him that night, he might have still been there daylight the next morning trying to pull that pin out because he had to get that car out that night. He wanted that car out. He promised it to somebody, and he couldn't get the pin out of the timing gear. A simple little thing. But he didn't give up. Now, why is it that we'll take a man like Mike that's a good mechanic, and something physically like that, he will never give up on? I mean, if he hadn't prayed, if it had taken until daylight the next morning, he would have still been there the next morning trying to get that pen out of that timing gear because he knows he can do this. But maybe he wouldn't have prayed. And but with God, God was training him that night. I guarantee after that night, and after Mike and Grace did what they did over that timing problem on that timing gear on that car, I guarantee that brought Mike and probably Gracie too, to a new place of praying about everything. Is that right? I mean, now you don't hesitate to pray about everything, right, Mike? I mean, isn't it amazing? But why does God do this? He's training you and me to be overcomers. You know what he wants? What he wants is, well, I think they do this now, but what he wants is for them to come together in prayer to bless the day today. And Lord, may you guide and direct everything we do today. We're your children. Lord, use us today for your glory. That's what he wants. That's what he wants from every one of you. And then when he does something, you know, or whenever, like that story, I've told some of y'all this before. Some of you may not have heard it, but it's a really good story. When I went to Washington State, when I used to be an engineer and work for a company, I went up there to look at a building, and I had to be there at 7 o'clock on Monday morning, so I flew up on Saturday. Went to Washington, because that's a long ways, and I rented me a motel not too far from the place I was going to be looking at. where I could be close Monday morning. And so then I got my rent car and I drove down the street and I said, well, I'm going to find me a church I can go to in the morning. So I found a church down there and I forget what the name of it was for sure. But anyway, I found a church, wasn't far. And so the next morning I found out, I went up to the door and found the signs on what time services was and everything. And I thought, well, in the morning I'll come to church. So I got up the next morning, went to church down there, and the pastor, I don't remember anything else he talked about, but I remember this story. He said, when I went to seminary, they didn't teach me about demons. Said I didn't learn anything about demons, but said I started looking at what demons do in the Bible. So he said, I started studying demons and said, I just became engulfed in studies of the Bible and of other writings other men had written about demons. So he said, after months of study, one day I made this statement. I was backed up, leaned back in my easy chair there at my desk and said, okay, God, I'm ready for a demon. Send me one. Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? I mean, you can't go on forever. I mean, God's training him. Obviously, God was training him, right? I mean, he's done me that way with certain things. And when he felt like he was ready, he said, okay, Lord, I've got it. Now I think I know how these things work. So he said, send me a demon. I'm ready. And, you know, and so, but like I say, we all got to start somewhere. And so anyway, he said that afternoon when he started home, it was a beautiful day. And he said, I only live about 5 blocks from the church. And so I usually walk. And so he said, I'm walking home. He said, I get about a block from the church toward the house. And all of a sudden I hear a blood-curdling scream. He said, man, I look over there and there's an apartment complex over there. And there is an old, scraggly-headed, white-headed woman with a great big long butcher knife come running out of one of the doors at the end of that apartment. And she's running straight for me saying, I'm going to kill you. He said, man, let me tell you what, I only had to see that one time. And he said, my shirt tail didn't hit my backside till I got to the house. He said, I was running just as hard as I could run. He said, just as I run into my front yard, I stopped and I turned around and looked and said, there was nothing nowhere. And I thought, wow, I wonder where she went. And he said, I heard the Lord say, I thought you were ready.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled The Devil Has to Obey You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.